For close to 30 years, schools across Idaho have been participating in some way in the Science Olympiad. Are you wondering what that is? Science Olympiad is an international nonprofit organization devoted to improving the quality of science education, increasing student interest in science, and providing recognition for outstanding achievement in science education, both by students and by teachers. And if you talk to any kid that's participated in Science Olympiad, they're going to tell you it's pretty fun, too. So how does it work? How do schools get involved? And really, at the end of the day, how does it benefit kids? Joining me live in studio is Gene Parker, board president of the Idaho Science Olympiad, and Gary Carlson, a board member with the Idaho Science Olympiad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First off, tell me a little bit more about Science Olympiad. I know I kind of gave a quick overview, but there is more to it than the brief overview that I just gave.
Well, it's an event that combines the Olympics. And if we've all watched the Summer Olympics, the Winter Olympics, there's hundreds of events there. We limit it to 23. However, we have both high school events and junior high, and it runs the gamut of all types of science. We have hands-on type activities for the students. We have tests. We ask them to study a particular subject or subjects in depth, and then give us feedback. Show us what they've learned. They build things off-site, bring them in to test them. They build some things while they're standing there. So it's just an overall broad spectrum of everything that's involved in science.
Yes. Given the breadth that Gene talked about, just a few examples. Now, when we go to let's say the Olympics, we might have figure skating, we'll have biathlon, there'll be boxing, there'll be basketball, but we have things like astronomy, biology, chemistry, environmental science, disease detectives, epidemiology, there's engineering, zoology, aeronautics, a number of different events, but they're science events. One of the nice things about the Science Olympiad is that instead of focusing narrowly on a subject, maybe robotics, maybe city planning, given the breadth, we can appeal to many students within a school, and then the school can form teams, and pairs of students from that team can compete in one or more of the events.
And even though the Science Olympiad in Idaho is one weekend during the year, this really is an ongoing program within a school, correct, Gene?
Absolutely. Science Olympiad is designed to follow science standards. So it's not like we're asking the students to learn something that's totally outside the realm of what they're learning.
So it's within the curriculum of what they're learning in school.
Absolutely. It's just more depth. But it gives a student the opportunity, oh, wow, I really want to study reptiles, but we did reptiles last year. This gives a student an opportunity to continue that study. It gives several students an opportunity to explore areas that they maybe didn't know were in science because it was a little bit esoteric for them or for their teacher. So it's very, very science curriculum aligned, but it's also very, very broad and gives them an opportunity to do a lot of things.
So talk to me about Idaho, because you have gotten big enough that you've had to change venues in the last couple of years, but you're still hoping for more participation, correct? Because this is a statewide initiative, basically.
It is. And we do run a regional tournament in eastern Idaho with Idaho State. The problem, of course, is it's smaller. We don't cover all of our 23 events. And we generally only get participation there from the junior highs.
So not the high schools.
Even though this Olympiad covers both junior high and high school. And that seems to be one of our problems. When you look at high schools and junior highs and such, in Idaho particularly, you have maybe one teacher. A lot of the smaller schools, there's one science teacher. And they're looking at this going, there's 23 events. How can I cover this? Well, you do anyway. And it becomes a matter of kind of realigning what you're teaching to more to look at these events in more depth.
I'm speaking with Gene Parker, board president of the Idaho Science Olympiad, and Gary Carlson, a board member with the Idaho Science Olympiad. Explain to me what the Urban Schools Initiative is, because this is also important to the Science Olympiad as a whole. Because as I said in the beginning, this is not just national, this is international. So it's trying to get more kids of of every economic, socioeconomic, racial background involved in this.
Exactly. And the Urban Initiative was started in the Chicago school system. The entire Science Olympiad formed in Delaware, was taken to Michigan, and has spent a lot of time in the late 80s in the eastern part of the U.S. The Urban Schools Initiative came about 4 or 5 years ago, looking for those underserved populations. I spent a week in Phoenix at a summer institute sponsored by the National Science Olympiad and met the coach of one of the first teams in the Washington, D.C. area, who actually was involved in this because of the Urban Schools Initiative. States have money allocated for those underserved populations. And this money has been used to build teams, to build the esprit, to provide materials for the students and for the teachers. And it has taken off. These kids, they have done wonders at the national tournament.
And Gary, what's it like for students to participate in this? Because does it take, in a way, you know, science outside of the classroom, you know, sitting there? I mean, I remember learning about science. And if you don't have that hands-on experience, I mean, how does that change a child's, you know, experience with science?
All right. There are a couple aspects. One of them is that within a team, typically you'll end up with two students participating in an event. And so what you'll see is one student will grab a buddy and say, let's go do this. Now, there are many students who say, I want to be a doctor when I grow up, or I want to be a paleontologist. Mm-hmm. They will gravitate to, let's say, anatomy and physiology, or maybe disease detectives, which is epidemiology. Somebody else has watched, let's say, crime scene investigators, and we have an event called Science Crime Busters.
Oh, that's great.
So you can imagine they grab a friend and say, let's go do this one, because it's a lab event where they have a mock crime scene, and they have suspects, and they have mysterious white powders that they have practiced, and they know how to identify. They can identify which pen. They all look black, but when you start running a quick chromatography, you can identify pens. So this is crime scene investigators in miniature.
So it's making them fall in love with science in a way that's real and tactile. Is that really the goal of it?
Among many other things,
right.
But yes. I mean, some schools, and I'll put myself in that category when I was teaching, I'd bring kids over to my house and we'd build something or we'd construct something or we'd have test and action events or we would quiz each other. Other schools and other teachers and other coaches will do something similar to that. And these kids, my story is always the 1st of August when school opened up and I get the key ready to put in the door, I'd have 30 kids hanging around going, when are we going to start Science Olympiad? You can't buy that stuff.
Right.
So it's worthwhile.
And I need to wrap everything up. But quickly, if schools are interested in this, they just go to the Idaho Science Olympiad website, find out the information, figure out how to get involved.
Or the national website, too. We'll get a lot of information at soinc.org, and they will direct to us.
All
and
right.
They'll learn a lot about the Science Olympiad across the country as well.
Well, thank you both for coming in. My guest today, Gene Parker, board president of the Idaho Science Olympiad, and Gary Carlson, a board member with the Idaho Science Olympiad. I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.